I want to start today's update by sharing the opening remarks I made at the June 28th City Council meeting. A reflection on more news of unmarked graves near residential school site in Saskatchewan. And the shared dread that there will be more findings like this. To the children who never returned home from residential schools, we know you were missed. We know you were grieved. You have not been forgotten. We recognize the ongoing pain of the children who were hurt and the families and communities damaged by Canadian policies. We want to work with you to help right the wrongs that persist against Indigenous peoples. Which brings me to a message about Canada Day. In particular, I want to acknowledge that much of our history and many of the laws and institutions of Canada give Indigenous people little reason to celebrate. In the spirit of reconciliation, and in recognition of the truth, the City of Campbell River and our council members recognize that systemic racism, oppression, and discrimination against Indigenous peoples continues. We are truly sorry for this legacy of harm. We acknowledge that Campbell River has grown and prospered thanks to the natural abundance of this region, the traditional territory of the Lakota people. City Council members have renewed our pledge to work for a more inclusive community. While Campbell River will not host Canada Day event this year, it is my sincere hope that future celebrations will be an opportunity to recognize the full character of our shared history, both the immense harm that's been done and the phenomenal achievements of our country. One of these is our ability as contemporary Canadians to openly reflect on our past and remake our country for the greater good. To truly honor all members and strive to become even better with time. Let us focus on building a stronger, more connected community to truly see, understand, and know each other as we talk and walk together into the future. To borrow from Reconciliation Canada, our future well-being rests on the relationships we build today. It will not be easy or quick to repair connections that create a new way of being that reflects the values that we all aspire in our community and in our country. We will undoubtedly make mistakes along the way. This Canada Day, I urge everyone in Campbell River to remember we are all responsible for building the future. We must proceed with humility in the spirit of cooperation to heal and to harness the power of many to build a better future for all of us together.